Previously on Beta Squad. In order to preserve order and stability on Imperial planet G5263, previously known as Kashyyyk, Beta Squad was assigned to escort Governor Kipling on a routine survey of the planet's tree harvesting operations. However, despite all precautions, the squad was ambushed by local insurgents. These impudent natives, while unable to defeat the valiant soldiers of Beta Squad themselves, were regrettably able to assassinate Governor Kipling.
Oh my God!
Undeterred by this gruesome display of primitive violence, Beta Squad leapt into action. Captain Jerk Mayhoff, ordered Beta Squad to tactically withdraw while simultaneously setting fire to the platform on which the fighting was taking place. Medical droid 2B bravely aided Captain Mayhoff with the creation of Molotov cocktails, and service unit Worker 1 helped Private Zorn locate his blaster's safety and turn it off. Meanwhile, the subhuman lifeform known as Cheeto devastated the Wookiee's ranks via a judicial application of knives to the insurgents' eyes? Finally, in a dizzying display of military tactics, Private Dart duct-taped a series of thermal detonators together and threw the makeshift bomb at the terrorists' brute leader, thus decimating the insurgent Wookiees and the entire platform. Commandeering the Governor's Lambda-class shuttle, Beta Squad then escaped planet G5263 as the Star Destroyer Vengeance conducted orbital bombardments on the surrounding area, thus eliminating the alien threat, liberating the local population, and reasserting the Empire's dominion over the planet.
Who wrote this bullshit? Who wrote this bullshit? Did Captain Jerk Mayhoff do this? Where is he? What? No! No, don't hit set!
We're stormtroopers and we can hit!
Beta Squad!
Under the helmet we can't see shit!
Beta Squad!
I don't wanna talk about the Death Star tragedy! I don't wanna make Darth Vader mad at me! I don't wanna go to a penal colony!
There is a somber gathering in the main hangar bay. The company is seated before a row of black polished coffins. Field Marshal Idris takes the stage. Today, we give our respects to those who gave their lives in service to His Imperial Majesty. An image of a stormtrooper in full armor appears in the bulkhead behind Idris, seeming to gaze wistfully in the distance. TK-420, known to his friends as Wilhelm. The image fades, only to reappear a moment later in every exact detail. TK-413, known to his friends as Stinkbait.
As what?
The image fades, reappears in every exact detail. TK-415, known to their friends as Leg Day. The sequence repeats a number of times before the ceremony ends and all of you are dismissed. Dart, you arrived in a Nabooan grieving veil. Jerk, you were actually feeling pretty solemn because these were your squad. You were annoyed because you had work that you could be doing at this time.
Sounds
all right, yeah. W1, you're fascinated by the funerary practices, and Cheeto, you too have respect for the fallen warriors. So,
wait, can I just clarify how much like Padme did he look like? Because I'm just imagining that's because I don't know what a Naboo veil is.
Yeah.
But he is just dressed like
the red lip like
it's like, yeah. Oh. Like, he just has vocation.
Yeah.
Oh my friends. Oh.
Yeah, he's like,
just dart and drag.
It's
Just serving looks, all right? Serving looks on the Star Destroyer.
But Trajan, as the ceremony wraps up, you're bored enough to ask W1 about your records research question, notably on yourself.
Yeah, I walk up without a helmet still, and I say,
hello.
Hi.
I am Worker 1.
That, right.
W1.
W1, that's right. Hi.
Hi. LEP service unit.
Yes.
I am programmed to serve you.
Okay, in the future we can just skip this little, you know, forward.
Yes, sir.
Okay, there we go.
Are you sad because of the recent events?
What do you mean?
Recognize the deaths of several of your soldier friends. They were allies to the Empire.
Oh, you mean the meat shields who were destroyed? Yes. This terrible loss. Listen, I have a very important thing to talk to you about. And I have to preface it with a... I'm not sure how to say this, really. Earlier yesterday, you assisted me realizing certain key skills that I previously had not utilized.
I helped you gain knowledge that you needed.
Yes. And I just wanted to say, and Zorn, like, has really cannot look at you, and just, like, anything else in the hallway. Like, I just want to say,
Like, I can tell what you're doing. I'm being very excited.
I just wanted to say, thank you.
You're expressing gratitude.
Yes.
Voice presses.
That is right, yes.
You are welcome. And I give you, like, a salute.
That's it.
Oh, no, man. Everybody doll.
Anyways, more pressing matters. How much access do you have to the Imperial database and intelligence network?
Well, everything is relative, but I believe I have a fair amount.
Do you?
I have detailed files.
I have some matters I wish you to research.
Yes. I'm going to ask you about this, and you too, because you know the rules better, but, well, so I want to create you an item.
Okay.
Yeah. And it is, and you know, as much as you're willing to allow for this, I'm going to be putting the data that you request into a, basically, it's going to look like a scouter from fucking DBZ. And
yes.
So it allows you to pull up the, it's going to have the files that you want, but additionally gain info on like certain enemies and just like, you know, stats,
cool.
Weaknesses.
You know, I like it.
I don't know how long it's going to take. I want to create one for everybody, but
let's pump the brakes.
but
for now, for plot purposes, we could say, roll it, but we could say that you have a prototype.
Last question was going to be, I need you, like, because he smashed his helmet to get
yes.
the audio piece out of it.
Ah, yes.
And so now he's holding the audio piece and be like, I need to still hear what people are saying.
Yeah.
And then Shane rolls his intelligence, see if he makes it or not, if he successfully creates it. And if he does, you can give him, like a plus, like, when you're wearing it, you get, like, a plus one to...
For this, we'll do the advantage on history checks.
Okay. Cool.
Because
it is a prototype.
That fits, fits nicely with.
And then
otherwise,
roll your
intelligence. I'm gonna say difficulty 2.
And I don't think. Here we go. Plus 1.5 intelligence when creating. Cool. So I'm gonna use Kirk Scott.
Cool.
Okay. Rank in that.
What's your natural intelligence?
So I can funnel. Cool. So this is. I can funnel. This actually works exactly with what you're talking about because I can funnel this point. I can funnel points into non-base stats, so not like plus dex, but plus to jumping, aka so plus to history instead of plus to, yeah, cool.
Sure.
All right. 3, and
oh! Damn!
God.
So that's a neutral. 3 plus 3 is 6.
Fuck yeah!
God, that's damn, all right.
I've been working on this prototype for a while.
Yeah, I was working on it during the funeral sequence. I was just like doing it like, under like a table or, you know,
well, you're
behind
talking
my
like
back
one
or
hand, you're doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
like
I was doing a salute and just like, yeah, like fiddling with it.
W1, get your hands out of your pockets.
Idle hands are make rebels work, though.
Touché, carry on.
Yeah, so yeah, I form a little whatever.
So it gives me a plus one to just history buffs?
In this case, you're inputting a topic, but for most general general stuff. You don't get any advanced intel, but you are able to get your files.
You probably can get, like, because if it's like a government, you probably can get everyone.
Anyone who's like.
Like personnel big files. Districts,
like just their personal files that everyone can see.
There's at least up to a point. Yeah, right, reason right. why it's important is that.
So, you look up your files.
The best role playing ever. Just Google searching.
It takes a little time to decipher the information. Orders by proxy, orders within orders, but nothing you haven't seen before as Imperial officer. Most of your searches are for yourself, of course. You discovered that you were briefly declared dead, and your new assignments came after you were resuscitated. All told, you were unconscious for about 2 weeks, and that was more or less all it took to dismantle your life. It was terribly painful to read, but you trudged onward. You had to know why did this happen to you. Who was responsible? Gradually, you found names for the orders. Following the names led to more names until at last you recognized Captain Octavian August.
Fucking murder him in so many goddamn ways.
Recommended expulsion from the Naval Officer Corps. Captain Octavian August. Reassignment to the Army's Punitive Force. Captain Octavian August. Assignment to squad with the highest casualty rate to date. Captain Octavian August.
I'm going to dip my bread in the gravy of his blood.
Oh, requisition of all assets of Private Trajan Zorn. Captain Octavian August. Trajan's eyes rise from the data pad, wide with hate and fury. Both fists lunge into the air and Trajan screams his personal loathing, his biological need for him.
Meanwhile, Worker One just like, did you find the files you were looking for? Yeah, like, this music is only in my head.
That was amazing.
I really appreciate it when applauding to my demise.
Well, you got fucked, pal, but that was a great delivery.
Yeah. Okay.
So. The orchestra that was playing during the service, there's like John Williams in an Imperial uniform looking at you like you're a lunatic. A bunch of the orchestra in like the kind of clamshell Death Star helmets with their instruments just similarly like,
I almost wanted to play
what the fuck is wrong with this guy?
Oh, so that music was playing while
they were playing the music, yeah.
It's also great. Well, now you have a power, like a scouter. That's fun.
A scouter that's not a scouter yet.
Yeah, it doesn't come yet. I gotta tweak it a little.
It's a Google search of the Imperial military data, so it's a little bit.
Oh, we must lag and slow.
Steve just came up with the name for the Google of the Imperial.
Yeah, what's that?
No. Yeah, say it. Say it. Say it.
Palp search. Everything is Palpatine search, but then after I said it aloud to him, I just
the pap smear.
Yeah, that's the first thing that came to my mind. I was like, oh no, but also kind of fitting for the Empire.
Well, if you had to think about
completely unaware,
it's like cartoon emperor mascot.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody has
or
to
ask
like,
Palp.
Really,
ask Sheeves.
That's it.
I'm sorry.
Sheev Palpatine.
Yeah, that's his first name.
That's his first name.
They almost had her.
You didn't know the Emperor's first name.
As a loyal servant. Lucky. What is it? The Emperor.
While you're heading back to your quarters after the service, the captain for Alpha Squad passes Jerk in the hallway. One Zabulon Paddington.
Okay, such a douche.
Zabulon or Zebulon?
Zabulon.
Oh, okay.
Can I ask Kadeem a question about this person? Sorry. Are we, like, buddies?
Are absolutely you,
or
not.
The opposite of buddies.
He pretends that he is, like he is about to do.
Oh, so he pretends he's my buddy.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
What's happening, Mayhoff? Tough breaks about that last mission, brah. Slaps your shoulder without hesitation. Guess you win some, you lose some, right, brah? Well, some of us do. Mm. Hey, maybe next mish will go a little better, huh? Pretty low bar, though, brah.
Oh, this motherfucker.
Wow.
I just stared.
Continues to walk past you, activates his comm link. Briefing in 10, Chad Squad. Chaddington out.
what's his full name?
That's great.
Zabulon Chaddington.
Zabulon.
He's definitely like blonde, blue eyed, yeah. Like chiseled chin, my ridiculous goodness. Person.
You know Chaddington? He's one of the.
My hero.
He's an incredibly impressive Empire soldier.
How many hallways are you in right now?
Man, I have wheels.
Do you have wheels?
Have you seen the one episode that Mandalorian that he's in? That motherfucker is a speedy. Yeah, he's everywhere at once.
Do you have wheels or legs?
I have legs.
Okay.
I have little legs. I like to imagine that when I'm going fast enough, those little legs look like Sonic's legs, and they're
so adorable.
Yeah,
it's great.
So I'm gonna try to fill some super cartoony art of myself.
The booby.
But if y'all had things you wanted to do, preparations, what have you, this will be the time. Otherwise, at the end of that time, you will be summoned for a mission briefing.
I'm ready for the briefing personally.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go back to my quarters till
Only thing I want to do is try to find scrap. Stuff maybe either if it's trash or if there's extra stuff in the barracks like broken helmets that I can use.
Sure.
To start attempting to make similar things for the rest of the team.
I would imagine if my character knows that we're going out to some dangerous thing that I re-up on like essential medical like IVs and
can I not to force people to be in a bar scenario but like I go to the cantina version
oh sure
whatever I don't know what this place is called
I can understand if you destroyer. Need a drink
there's no reason I'd be there
oh so there's far. Definitely like a little bar
yeah
just like because I'm a big trek nerd we'll call it 10 forward
yeah 10 forward
awesome
I go in and like I just
they
hear
they would probably have similarly like layered decks throughout the ship
yes but like
I can get it through
the big screen. No, this is Whoopi Goldberg. Like, this is
Whoopi Goldberg is the fucking bartender.
Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi Goldberg.
Fine. But I walk into the sounds of Dart crying. And then, like, Dart, like, just, like, wailing, like, at the bar, and still in, like, Amidala robes and makeup. And then Cheeto is just like patting his like the back of his thigh, being like,
"I was gonna make him go to the buffet."
On the bar. what's an Ewok's like what's it called?
A
grief process. Here's what.
I'm just naked.
No, I know, but like, what's the grief process? Like when you're like fallen comrades, what do you do?
Probably self.
I mean, probably party afterwards.
Yeah.
So
I imagine
he'd be crying. You know, properly, but then I don't know.
If there's one thing we know about post Ewok battles, is parties.
Exactly. I mean, like,
yeah.
So it's a rager right now.
Yeah.
So
was there a buffet
all the more,
at the
you
funeral?
Were
Ewoks? Dead?
So you're
no, but there's as far as you're concerned, there's one here. They just don't know how to charge you for it.
Okay.
I walk up next to them and just like immediately like barkeep wine.
Grumpy. Old bartender in hero uniform, his sleeves rolled up, but pours you a drink.
Sometime this century. Thank you. Downs like the glass of like.
I'm trying to think of what do you call somebody from Alderaan? Like a white Alderaan. It's like the white Russian.
Well, I guess Alderaan is still around.
Still around, yeah.
Yeah, that
we haven't blown it up yet.
Yeah.
No, Alderaan.
Yeah, a bunch of stuck up pricks.
Alderaan.
I hope they blow up that planet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be a running joke. We're just like, fucking Alderaan.
Well, I feel like everyone there would do something. Worker one is like, I've never been. Is it a place worth visiting before some event happens?
He downs a glass of wine next to fucking Dart. Only because of the wailing. Like,
Well, I'm sorry, buddy.
I may no eviscerate you.
Who are you crying about?
You were there, man, weren't you?
I helped you.
Saved you.
Oh, saved. You mean when you blew the hole out from under me and had me fall stories down a tree and have a concussion? One of
but two. The Wookiees didn't get you, did they now?
Because I
saved you. I saved you.
Like, I position Dart like away from my angle. It's like, as like while I'm doing like a scene, she like, oh, hello.
Cheeto puts some food back in the buffet after licking his hand, and then he reaches and starts rubbing your back.
He gives like a very like upper gust, and just like, and it's like I'm fine. I say. Oh, it's a day of firsts for me. You killed the hell out of those Wookiees and like just, you know, thank you both. You both helped me, and I very much appreciate that.
I love it physically.
Tell me more about
Cheeto.
Cheeto
climbs up to the bar with y'all.
Oh, okay.
And Cheeto's gonna bang on the bar and say,
just gives you what the same that he's having.
So tell me about yourself. How'd you enter the Emperor's service? Okay, so not a word of basic, huh? Not one word of human speak. Okay, there we go.
Cheeto don't speak basic.
We now have a firm grasp on the obvious. Thank you, Dart. If you could just like it repositions you away from yourself again.
Oh, just, like, I need another.
That
drink.
Stool is your friend.
Oh, no, will.
Droid. Or. Yeah, care to translate?
No one seems to be in physical duress over here. Why? What would you like? I have the sedatives available if you'd like. I shoot you in the butt with a mix of a speedball of
I say a round for tall friends to you. With the needles.
So I spike every drink?
I think I'm being
nice. Why do I see this?
Baby.
I have zero perception.
Yeah,
yep. You want to see it.
Well,
you can
roll. You're
about to get dosed, homie.
Yeah.
That's a negative two.
Yeah, you're getting a mega dose. Basically, gonna do meth for the first time ever tonight. You're gonna just be like, raw.
Oh, that was angel dust, buddy.
Yeah.
That was,
I didn't know you like to get wet.
suddenly, Cheeto speaks English and says that.
That was good. My psychological programming has taught me that it's better to like relax everyone in these dire straits times of needs. It's much easier to take care of incapacitated stormtroopers.
You have had statistical reports of a marked increase in effectiveness, yes.
And morale would go up probably for certain days and then probably drop really abruptly.
Does Zorn get any of Cheeto's story? Because Zorn
translated through to B, and it's
while I'm becoming high.
While you're getting high, so it's, also though it would still sound pretty ridiculous. You're not sure if you were hallucinating parts of the conversation, but it would still sound like primitive speak still to you, even if it was still in English, like
right.
Talk of, you know, villages and warriors. Like lots of talking about fighting and the celebrations after.
Okay, this is all lining up with Zorn's interpretation of what he refers to as the natives. So like,
it's just reaffirming your racist belief.
Yeah. Like as he's entering into like
the conversation would continue to the tune of like, you know, it took me a while to figure out what this giant space canoe was. But since every day has been great. Just almost no inkling of like atrocity. You just, you know, this is your hunting warrior group. You were long ago accepted.
I feel like I'd also tell him about how I got here.
Sure.
Like a trad, yeah.
You express like your family, like
Yeah, okay. And then how you get Mayhoff, right?
Which one's the Solist?
The spider ones?
No, it's the guy
Solist,
how do you spell it?
The chuckling guy in Return of the Jedi that was Lando's co-pilot.
Yes.
Oh, fuck. Wait, that is a co-pilot?
Lando's co-pilot. And yeah, Nimnum.
That's
really funny.
It is Nimnum. Like as Dorne becomes more and more like unknowingly intoxicated, he definitely like expresses a lot of hatred for somebody named Octavian. and then Zorn is like, and he's trying to like translate it to you in the way he was like, I was a chief. I was a war chief. Like the best. And they backstabbed me and put me here. Not that this is a bad place for some, but you know.
Of course.
Mostly, this is the best.
I wish this band knew a different song.
No, Dart then. Backstabber day.
Over the jukebox, swinging the dress.
Yeah, you pull out. This is like a.
We're still leaving. All the Padme makeup is running
this
down.
This guy's a worldwide Naboo superstar.
Yeah.
Right here.
Oh my god.
Play Sweet Home Tatooine.
It's a me some moon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's a me some moon. Favorite song.
Very popular karaoke set.
I quit. I'm not doing this game anymore. No.
All right. Progression life. It is the next day. Most of you are badly hungover for reasons that you do not fully comprehend. Mission briefing with Field Marshal Idris.
You'll be going to the Mirkir system. Transports and troops have been disappearing, and between you and Alpha Squad, you are going to find out why. Obviously, we suspect either an insurgent element or piracy. But there shall be a secondary objective. Mirkir is home to wildlife that science team believes has combat applications. Here to explain is Dr. Andrei Sakharov. A short, unkempt scientist, kind of cheerful disposition, in a black lab coat steps forward. He presses a remote and projected holographically is the image of a brownish-yellow lizard gripping a tree branch. So, this handsome fella is called an Asalamiri. According to anecdotal reports, these things can, like, block the force.
Why?
I know, right? It's insane. Idris raises his eyebrow at Dr. Sakharov, but he doesn't notice. It is crazy if it's true, right? If you guys could catch one, that would be fucking awesome. Sakharov finally notices Idris's look at live capture would be most ideal for study. As he shrugs and smiles at him, hopefully. And several hours later, you were deployed for captain's purposes a few clicks away from Alpha Squad, patrolling Tempered Forest. Chad Squad has reported they found an old Republic cruiser that crashed and are investigating.
Chad Squad.
Okay.
Are they Alpha Squad or are they Chad Squad?
Alpha Squad, but that...
We call them Chad Squad.
What are we?
We're Beta Squad.
Beta Squad, right?
So, okay, can you explain where we are exactly a little bit?
So you were deployed more in the outer forest. They were deployed near the crash site.
Oh, gotcha.
They entered the cruiser, and you were a few clicks away from the cruiser.
Yeah, we're outside of the cruiser. So we're going on a mission that has to do with the Rebel Insurgency, right?
No, we're not a lizard.
But I thought that was the
That is a secondary goal. The main goal is that they've had troops and transports disappearing refitting and refueling operations on this planet.
Gotcha. So that's why they're...
This is why he's the captain. I was focused on the lizard.
Our objective. So Chad's
you're looking for insurgents or pirates. The crashed
Republic ship might be a
base for them.
Okay.
How close are we to the settlement? There are settlements nearby, but you're not in a. You're patrolling basically wild forest.
Okay. So we're not near the refueling station where people have gone missing.
We're on planet.
Or like the area where they're passing through that they go missing.
We're on planet.
You're on planet. You're near the site where they were going missing, but that was a short distance away from the settled sites.
Which planet are we on?
Mirkir.
Mirkir.
So it's like a jungle.
If you've read the Zaun series, you might remember this planet. Kind of hot for a temperate forest, but it's a temperate forest planet.
Kind of jungle.
Temperate or alpine jungle. Okay. Where it gets a little... It's not quite as hot.
It's kind of dry. It's not as humid.
Lots of predators and poisonous animals. Though it's that kind of jungle.
A lot of bush.
Can I roll a initial perception...
Absolutely.
...to see if I spot anything about... I'm looking for signs of... Like activity from
RTD2
the rebel.
RTD2 has the precedent for these kind of sensor sweeps. So roll perception. You get you got an occasional like a solitary blip in the cruiser before Chad Squad went in. So there is something alive in there.
What was your roll?
Five. You got
much better than me.
You are being hunted. There are local predators that are tracking you right now.
Well,
you didn't see them directly, but you're pretty sure that they are stalking y'all from the rear and flank.
And I got three, so I probably get the alien fucking...
you are able to register consistent life signs that are following you, so you discover this also.
I imagine you're like
jerk. You just have your countless firefights, the sense that this would be a fantastic moment for an ambush.
Be ambushed, yeah. Also, I want to make a point. So we have more rookies, right? Because we have
They did replenish the squad. But they're all green.
Yes, they're all fresh green. Okay, that's good. So yes, just to give an idea, we'd be flanked and just basically. Going down like a train.
You'll have a total
miles. Just like look around.
Total squad of eight.
Me looking at the
total squad. So six plus
droids included.
Droids not included. Y'all are considered support staff, but you are considered a trooper for this purpose. So, Cheeto plus seven.
Four. So
including
plus four other.
And so there's only three NPC. Other people.
Yeah, just kind of.
How'd you say we were like walking
generic story?
We're just basically like kind of lined like staggered. But like kind of in a row, just kind of walking slowly, and we're supposed to cover, 20 miles today, basically, of this area where we think we
can see people.
I roll.
We're basically like a little bit behind the line. You just hear and like a little bit of vomiting, and then Zorn's like against a tree, helmetless, not paying attention, out of order.
The predator just passed you. At this point. Like
my heat signatures and our little furry mascot confirm the same thing. Yeah. We are being trailed by a large.
Okay, no one freak out at all.
Behind
Your your sensors. Read that they are roughly the size of a large dog, about 2 to 3 meters.
Are they the lizards?
Approximately. They're not
the... You have to ask.
Sorry, yes. But this is knowledge you would have. Roughly 2 to 3 meters, approximately 150, 175 pound large predator. Pack of them. Call
them
about 4 to 6.
We're being followed by...
Can you look in through a database of species that are within that size range? For average.
Now accessing Imperial Planetary Database.
Intelligence.
It's a big
space forest dog.
Well, everyone's realizing that we're being hunted and he's scanning for that, I'm going to... So, Darth, as you're standing there, enjoying the scenery, I, like, pull on your clothes like a child. Just, like, I feel like...
Hey, what's up, everyone?
I feel it's my duty to inform a fellow soldier that Chattington's Alpha Squad is encountering something currently. In all probability, there is a 98.7% chance they're encountering something with a heartbeat, although I do not know if it is hostile or friendly.
That is vague fucking information, Worker One. Are they in trouble? Are they okay? Do they need backup?
I would like to clarify this information because I rolled a fucking 6. I had accessed my Imperial database. I would like to reveal
the creature. It is called a Vornsker.
Vornsker,
yes. It is a local apex pack predator. It looks, it's basically like a lizard dog with a couple of barbed twin whip tails. And according to Old Republic files, it supposedly hunts using the Force to detect life forms in which to kill. The Isalamiri lizards adopted the ability to block the Force to avoid predation of these creatures.
My god, cool.
I'm going to say that me, Dart, and one of the rookies are going to let Cheeto surpass us in the kind of like small border we're in, and we're going to turn and walk back. This is where the blizzards
are. Oh, I'm in the
front.
Yeah.
Oops.
We're facing backwards. We're walking.
Lined with other SGs. Yeah.
Survive more than 2 missions. Maybe we'll bother to learn today. Said one of the greenhorn new recruit stormtroopers that's there for the first time.
Yeah, he thinks he's a real hotshot. He was a big fish in whatever small part.
You notice he's conspicuously close to the tree line, and you see one of the Vornsker monsters start to rear up behind him.
I'm about to say something bastard. Sassy, then I say, hold that thought.
Are we about to enter battle?
Wait, is that what happened?
It is.
So where are these?
The V's are the creatures. Yes.
Okay.
yeah.
All right. Tell us what happens.
So Cheeto, you're going first. They are starting to encircle and come in for an attack. What do you do?
Cheeto puts his blaster up. Can we see them?
They're hidden in the tree line right now.
But I know where they are because I rolled up the hyperception.
We're in the jungle.
Yes.
Cheeto's going to turn around and Cheeto can perceive all of them. He's going to look at all of you and go...
Nice.
Ooh,
tell you where they are.
Okay.
Hell yeah. That's
Then... Do I have one of those reactors, those bombs?
Thermal detonators, you do have one, yes.
Cheetah's gonna throw a thermal detonator.
Sure,
light
them up.
Wow. Light them up, dude.
Getting ever so real.
What do I roll?
Dexterity for the throw.
Okay, I'm bloodthirsty, so I get +1. Oh wait, that's only if I...
Bloodthirsty is if you kill people, you start getting bones. Not yet.
Well, hey, hopefully after this.
Yeah, probably after this turn.
Oh god, please. Okay. So, neutral?
Yeah.
Neutral.
Yeah, so but it's 3. Still 3. That's a good roll.
You're able to get it in between them, actually.
Nice. Good roll damage.
Blow a nice hole in the tree line. So, we'll say... survives, but it's in pretty rough shape, and retreats.
One survives?
Wow, nice.
The other two are killed, and it's a lot easier to see them with a blown hole in that section of the forest.
Nice.
Everybody rolled dex for wood shrapnel.
Dexterity, I rolled 3 2s and 1 3.
Yeah. I'll say 3 damage coming your way from splinters, but nothing you can't shrug off.
I got 1 dex all day. That was my roll. 1 dex.
You will also take 3 shrapnel damage.
Are we counting their armor and natural stamina?
Wait, why did we get 3 HP?
Armor and natural stamina would apply. Yeah. So if you're able to soak that.
So if you can basically your armor, which everyone has 4 from their laminite, and then you have your stamina, which is also your soak. So you, like for instance, I have 3 from my armor and 2 stamina, so I have 5.
So that leaves the other 2, and we're still at the top of the. We'll say that's Cheeto's turn.
All right, just to clarify, Cheeto knocked out. Two of these, right?
One. There's one surviving that retreated after the explosion.
Okay.
So two are dead, and the other one left the field.
Okay.
Because it's a wolf, basically. Yeah, they're not keen on grenades. Like, yeah.
not into grenades.
So
it's like the cost benefit ratio here has gone out of whack.
Was this our little buddy that was just
that was the one that was mouthing off to?
And he was about to get attacked.
He was about to get eaten. Yes.
Yeah. Based on my, I'm gonna assume my. I know passive perception isn't a thing it is, but I did roll initial good perception. I'm assuming I saw that as it's coming down to attack him, and I want to run up and be like.
So move in action.
Yeah, move action, run up to him, and I want to try to essentially switch places with him, or at least warn him about it. I probably can't switch places, but at least warn him, and you know.
Did you want to like wrestle him out of the way? Were you going to try and persuade
I kind of want to try to attack this thing. I don't know if I'm. It looks like I'm a little bit too far away though.
You'd have to go through the. You'd have to go through the tree line to get to it for an attack.
I don't want to do that.
So for now, you at least have a little bit of cover.
Okay, this is what I'm going to do.
In the form of me.
Because I'm so devoted to the Empire and to everyone surviving. I don't care if they're no-name red shirts. I'm running up. I'm warning him. I'm getting... So I want to run to here.
The brave little toaster.
Yeah. I'm going to run up. Imperial comrade. There's a lizard dog about to attack you. And I'm gonna point
out. What? Are you? Like,
and then I think
you're due for maintenance, buddy.
No.
Come here, little friend.
I'm gonna pop out like that. Out of my arm and toss it at the thing. Even though I don't have any sort of proficiency in that.
Roll dexterity for the throw.
I have 0 dexterity. But
you
I
might
have
get lucky.
A lot of heart.
Yeah.
And hopefully he'll see what.
That's fine. Yeah.
I wonder if I can eject.
Okay. So I got a 0. I'm lucky that I canceled myself off.
You heroically rear back, extend your arm, detaches the bat's attachment. It just flips over a couple of times and lands a short distance from the tree line.
Okay, but I do want to try to take a possibly free action too. Do you not see? And point to the lizard creature in the forest.
There is the slow, huh? What's his name? Turns into the Vornsker's snarling maw.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he fucked.
What is a ridiculous army nickname for him? So far, I've used Stinkbait, Leg Day, Wilhelm. He could be Wilhelm 2.
Is that the one that was mouthing off to me?
Yeah. Yes, it was.
Zorn's favorite.
Yeah,
it's Zorn's favorite. I haven't seen Cheeto blow up the.
You had kind of a front row seat for that.
Yeah,
so.
A little bit covered in lizard viscera. A little bit interested by it, but mostly thinking of the tattooed head. I guess I can. We've kind of just determined that I can. Have life scan signatures, and I can also share that information with the squad, right? So I was going to scan the other side of the forest.
Cool.
And
Zorn won't be lost because he has the scouter, right?
That does cue him into the team radio. Yes.
Yeah, and see if that
will become important in a moment.
And yes, also,
I will allow that.
Does
position myself firmly behind the second meat shield and like push him in front of me to reposition him to the front line.
I'll call the sensor reading a free action. Then you have a move. Depending what else you wanted to do, you might be able to do something else. But so far, you have the sensor scan that you described, as well as moving behind,
like scooting myself, like behind this sort of, like I like scan the countryside. I'm like, go get him, Tiger. I'm like, it is now your objective to pursue the Empire's glory and killing these lizard dogs. Yeah, I don't have any really ranged weapons, so.
You would roll for the scan. Roll fast. I could tell you what you detect.
What is that? Perception?
Yes.
4 total.
It's good.
The explosion shook up a lot of the local wildlife, and you do recognize 2 or 3 life readings corresponding to the Salamiri approximations given to you during the briefing. They are approximately here behind the, we'll say this blue kind of a circle, and they're moving here where the tree line was not blown. Yes, you're detecting about 2, maybe 3 life readings in that vicinity. Yes, of the lizards that you were...
All right. So I recognize the magic lizards, but also I see the rest of the enemy
the magic stuff.
They are they haven't moved yet, but it could happen at any moment. 2B is able to put coordinate blips in your helmet HUDs.
Hey Dart, you ever walk a dog?
Maybe once or twice before.
You ever walk a lizard dog?
There are lizard dogs on Naboo, basically.
Yes.
We're wrangling one, right?
We do have to get rid of the guys who also want us to die. So,
all right, hold on a second.
There are lizards over here. So, good lizards.
Oh, okay. But these good lizards still want us to die, but we just have to get them alive.
And they're
okay. Well, that's perfect because that's what I had in mind.
Briefing anyway, said they were in general avoidant herbivores.
So after seeing Cheeto just blow the ever living shit out of these,
does not fuck around.
And then after seeing Zorn's favorite get eaten,
he's about to get attacked. Yeah.
Okay,
so you have a moral decision.
He's gonna.
All right. So I seeing all this and I go, oh my gosh! And I like turn around with my blaster one handed and I shoot a fire. I shoot
at that one.
At this one right here. And I like to use both my luck and my Han shot first at the same time if that is possible.
That is possible, absolutely. All right, so you'll need some help because that's a tough shot.
All right, so Han shot first is 1.5 plus 1 because I'm rolling for dexterity.
Yes.
All right, so and the luck would add to the dexterity?
It'd add 2 successes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so yes.
Beautiful. All right, so
you're rolling with a natural 5 right now.
Natural 5.5.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Beautiful. 7.5.
You, like, follow the, like, John Woo slow motion of the blaster shot as it goes past W1, past the trooper, through a couple of tree branches, and squarely into the Vorsker's face.
You bullet curve a laser shot.
Just perfectly line it up without even needing to, yes.
Yeah, one-handed, like, off balance.
You're, like, holding it like this.
I am stunned because I just, you know... Luck has it, I shot a lizard in the fucking head.
Also, you're like across the field. I think later games, we might have to institute the point, like the range dart field of vision.
12 range.
Because your bullet just went around a stormtrooper. This is the JFK.
It went,
and just like, and then, like went, and then it went around another stormtrooper over 1B and then went left into a lizard.
We'll say they're like, their standing
John
position.
John Woo,
Christmas was
the best fucking day. You like shot and it ricocheted off a bunch of branches and it's like shut up.
We'll say he like stepped out.
Yeah, it was a little bit higher. He stepped out and then shot jerk.
No, it's a little high.
He stepped
shot
around
out.
You. I can
right
see
in
it.
Between
I can see it in my mind's eye. This is the Seinfeld episode. They explained the loogie hit. Like,
yes.
Just insane.
All right. That's a good, that's so a then good. After that, after being the man on the grass, after grassy knolling the shit out of that lizard.
Holy shit.
I'm trying to think about what else. So did you already talk to me before my turn?
I think I did. Yeah, I told you we have to. I made the joke to you about
the dog walking.
It was like, we have to wrangle some lizards, but we also have to kill.
And so then my next thought is, all right, we're going to have to wrangle some lizards.
Yeah.
Some lizard dogs.
At least one.
At least one. Also, is there any shrapnel of these lizards anywhere, just like entrails?
Among the branches.
Pieces of them? Yeah, of course.
Right. In the trees.
I pick some up and put it in my pocket for jerky later.
Oh, man. I like how you're like, I put it in my pocket. What fucking pocket? You're destroying. You just put it into your armor.
How fast is your skin a lizard?
How fast can I skin a lizard?
Yeah, a big lizard. Like the one you just shot in the head in between the eyes.
Dark's never been asked a more appropriate question.
Is that a euphemism? Or
depends,
are you
depends
lizard?
On...
Because my idea is we skin that lizard and we make Zorn's favorite dress up in it and try to do a mating call with the other lizard.
That was not what I thought you were going to say, and I'm so happy. I'm so on board with this plan.
It's just well, like a little bit of hazing.
All right. I'm down with that idea. So
I'm very much intrigued.
Okay.
I start like digging for the hormone glands in the back half of a lizard.
I'm just gonna wait because I don't think I can do really anything else. I picked up meat, but like
a little bit.
Well,
so we'll say pick up meat that would involve the move action into the blast zone to recover it.
Okay, can I do that?
That's off the trail. All
right. Well, then that's
it. Fine. Is closer to the secondary objective.
Yes. All right. Well, I'm gonna do that then.
After Dart is jerk. What you gonna do?
Well. I'm gonna go ahead and kill this last one.
Nobody expects you.
Okay,
I have to say, a feel. What's the phrase? Line of sight.
You are going to have to move and then shoot.
Okay, yeah. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna instruct Trajan and whoever the rookie is who's next to him. I'm instructing them to kill that lizard, and then I'm gonna say, Dart, let's go get the body of that one you just killed and skin it.
Damn, I'm so far away, but okay.
So you're able to move it. Well, the second was just an instruction.
Right.
So that's a free action. Otherwise, you're just making a movement to the lizard dog that's already dead, right?
I guess I could skin the lizard, too.
Put down your gun in the midst of danger so you can skin a lizard dog.
Three.
You are able to skin the lizard dog.
That's some hardcore Naboo shit, man. That's like
have you not seen what my droid looks like?
I feel like you showed me, but
yeah, it's in. There's one in Boba Fett.
The book of everyone but Boba Fett.
Yeah, exactly. I haven't seen it.
Mandalorian is not bad.
That's what everyone says.
That's what.
Yeah.
We fucking love it.
Baby
Yeats. I love it.
These nerds don't like it.
How do you talk about
Boba Fett?
Okay, this guy right here.
I don't like Boba Fett. That's just
he doesn't like anything.
Okay. I love things.
That were made after 1985.
I thought Metropolis was a fine movie.
Fritz Lang is a visionary, and he is a young up-and-comer.
Watch out for them Nazis. He doesn't get out of Germany before he
You scared off or murdered the lizard dogs. Vornskers, but you do still have movement readings on the good lizards, what you think are the Silamiri, in that quadrant nearby. What do the rest of you do?
Fucking
let's make Captain fucking shitface dress up in the fucking lizard suit.
While you're all contemplating the buffoonery, get readings from Chad Squad on
like
all of your
say
headsets.
That we're past the contemplation stage, and we are at stage one.
Oh, yeah.
We're in active.
You're like a bucket. Like,
you're holding him back, and Dark to have the fucking
Alpha Squad.
I'm like,
this is our first bonding moment.
The one they tried to tell you about in the beginning of this combat is trying to contact us.
There's radio contact from Chad Squad. Fuck? Did we just get sealed in? There's no power readings. Huh? What was that? You, identify yourself.
Behind you, look out!
Crash. You're a fast succession of blaster fire over the comm and screaming.
Slippery bastard, where is he? Are there more of them?
a scream of fury, a repeated blaster fire, and then
Can we keep putting the lizard skin over?
I feel like this doesn't stop the lizard skin playing.
Actually, you know what? It doesn't stop the lizard skin playing, but we are going to assess this.
That's a step two, though.
Can we still cover him in lizard? Because we're like halfway through this shit.
We might as well finish.
They just have their transmission button on. I should keep hearing static.
Let's just do it.
All right. For sure, because it's a little far away for Cheeto, but you two definitely roll perception for life sign readings.
Oh, yeah. Chad sign, life signs.
Yeah.
For Chad sign readings.
Chad signs.
Chad readings.
Chad readings.
You have one, but it's faint.
So Chad readings.
There's a faint Chad reading.
There's one faint Chad reading is what you're telling me.
I have no Chad readings.
Captain,
you have no Chad readings.
Freely.
He got a little bit
of speak freely.
Regardless of what,
Captain, I would like to observe that this droid's readings are very inferior to my readings, which I've received no Chads, and there is very little likelihood that there is any Chads left to save.
What we're gonna do is first off, we're gonna finish putting the fucking lizard skin on his and we're gonna capture the lizard and tie it to a tree.
Zorn.
And then we're gonna do recon
by what's going on. A couple of the other new recruits have taken lizard specimens.
Captain, I have to admit.
They have already?
A couple, because they weren't all working on the lizard skin project.
Oh, no.
A couple of them.
So they already did what they needed to do.
Have a couple of live captures of the Acia Lamari.
Oh, wait, what? The rookie just did it for us?
who's wearing the skin?
Zorn's favorite.
The guy who was mouthing off
we have these three stormtroopers saw us grab ass and they're like, alright. And they're just left and did the mission and be like back.
Yeah, I'd be like, didn't they say all you have to do is wave this thing they gave everyone and then you just grab them around
the private strudel said, being a stormtrooper is really easy. We shot at the monsters, they died, and now we're just picking up a couple of lizards and we're going back home. This is great.
Just in theme with what 2B is saying, there is a 0.004 chance I am incorrect and I would like you to know that.
I will trust... I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. If we're getting one reading from one of y'all, we're going to need to at least do recon on it.
You do, over the radio, you do hear Idris coming over your comm.
Captain, are you aware of the status of Alpha Squad?
We're getting a one single life reading, but yeah, we did hear the intercom.
I want a chance for.
Your orders are to investigate, recover any survivors, and we shall evac you from on site. Being uploaded to your HUD systems will be the blueprints of the Venator-class crashed cruiser. Hopefully that will allow you to locate any survivors more quickly.
So you each get basically a map reading of the crashed Venator-class cruiser.
Hmm. I think we're walking into Rebels, or do y'all think we're walking
Rebels
into
Rebels
again?
Could be, mission parameters, they suspected either local insurgents or maybe pirates that were taking the shipments of transports. It could be either one.
They're slippery bastards.
Yeah, exactly.
Excuse me. Man, this jungle, right? A couple of hours later, you arrive at the crashed Republic cruiser, moss-ridden, reeking of stagnant water. Several hatches open to access the massive former StarCraft. Each of you activates night vision, which now you can.
Oh, it's night now?
I got one eye.
It's dark. Initially, over the comm, you heard that they had been sealed in, but there's clearly no power going to the ship.
Gotcha.
You are still being hunted, you have stumbled into the lair of a different a trapping kind of hunter. The others were the stalking kind.
Can I detect for traps?
Yes, you can.
I can detect.
Yeah.
Thank
God we have a UR.
We got a ranger.
I have a +1 perception to detect traps.
Yes, go ahead and roll.
Should I roll again?
Yes. Okay.
And that's with perception.
Oh, yeah, so you've got plus one, so that's three.
Three.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, three to detect traps.
You do detect some basic, like, weight-based traps, like pratfalls. After a brief survey, you can tell that certain parts of the wall were either destroyed or like broken down so that they could be moved and you could access different corridors. Usually, from what you've seen of these kind of crafts, the doors are all automatic, but this one, it must have lost its mojo. Or whatever is, you understand that the machines on the ship work for a reason, and whatever that whatever keeps that going is lacking. Like, Ewoks would basically understand power as like, you know, magic or light or something. So it's not plugged in. You would understand that.
Okay. But I'm still going to tell you and Ewokies that there are traps.
The furry one, observation, gotcha. Translation, the furry one seems to believe that this ship has no spirit power, as it calls it, and is covered with...
I would like to run a diagnostic on the ship to basically hit their black box and see how they crash and what happened.
Yeah, intelligence would probably be the best. And then, but like the way that I was thinking about you doing it is like plugging into those ports like Astromech.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah. Great Scott allows me to add plus one for.
You could, if you're repairing.
What's your natural?
You could say you're repairing three. Because it is broken down.
And I add my luck, so it'll be five.
Okay, you're fine.
Yeah, well, it's five, but I would also, if I could add my Great Scott too, because it's towards building or repairing. Yeah. So and if I'm trying to replicate trying to get the black box to figure out, I mean, that arguably could be how it.
Access my Imperial logs to see what type of creature would habitate and make what kind of traps. Because we know what kind of lizards we have on here.
Apart from the off-world travelers, because this planet was colonized, but out in the jungle, uncivilized areas, there are no intelligent predators on file. Nothing that would use tools or make traps.
What in the fuck?
So, I got a 6.5.
Captain, we have no results.
You are able to recover the black box, basically the record of what was happening up until the ship crashed.
I'm going to transmit that to Jerick Mayhoff's helmet.
They were engaged locally in battle with separatist forces at the time, and shortly before all records terminate, which you presume was the crash of the ship, Executive Order 66 was activated, and there are some excited reports, agitated reports. Of a mass mutiny aboard the ship. It's saying all of the troopers went crazy and started blasting on their own and on the local Jedi. The ship itself was under the command of Jedi Master Hiro Onoda.
And I have no sensors go off after the ship has crashed. I don't know what happened.
A short period of time after that, it's presumed at the moment of the crash that all or nearly all aboard were killed.
And I don't get anything. Like, after that crash, I don't get any... There's no sensors to give me what happened to Alpha Team.
Nothing would have been recorded until you turned it back on.
Obviously.
That was more or less the last thing that happened.
So you have that information.
Okay, so there's no document... Is there any documentation of the Jedi's death?
There isn't much documentation of anyone's death because the record just suddenly stops.
You could be dealing with a fucking
Jedi right now. Yeah.
By the way, as Imperials, what do we think about the Jedi? Do we actually believe?
There would be.
I have my own.
The propaganda would be that the Jedi had secretly started the Clone Wars.
I know Dooku Gate, and I 100% believe it as Zorn.
I feel like we have files that you tell us they know they exist.
Yeah, you can't have like seen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I would just be terrified.
According to your files, Hiro Onoda was presumed killed during the 66 purges. You also detect Captain Chattington's life reading further inside the ship.
Specifically Chattington's?
Only Chattington's.
Observation, Chattington. We could walk away from this, Captain.
Like not accept that.
Is there like a flashlight on our
An option of a headlamp, yes, as well as infrared.
Cool. Okay.
As opposed to headlights, I want my ears, like the side of my ears, to light up and then to slowly rotate.
That is so
like nice. Like a slow rotation as I walk across the alley.
It's just a nice soft glow.
Yeah, a very soft glow. Yeah, not harsh at all. Yeah.
What's our marching order, by the way?
I was going to
say. That was going to be my question.
Now
that
we're
nowhere to put. Cheetah's going to run to the front because he's like kind of looking with his blaster out.
And from there, where do you go? Do you pursue the life cycle reading?
I don't want to, but
we should. Chattington.
Let's do it.
Dart and one of the other rookies are at the end of the lot.
Zorn's favorite.
So sorry, one more time.
Dart and not Zorn's favorite, but one of the other rookies is at the end of the line. Just FYI.
So we'll say Dart and Strudel.
Okay, Dart and Strudel.
Unless you order Zorn, otherwise he's either always Cheeto or Dart adjacent.
Okay, you can be Cheeto adjacent right now, and then I'll be behind y'all.
All right.
Okay.
And then y'all are kind of in the middle.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah.
If y'all die, we're really gonna die.
Y'all two in the middle, like the other two or the other three.
We're the wizards of the group.
Because we have four.
The support.
Yeah. So they're all alive still?
Yeah, no one died.
Because it's like one in the back, two up in the frontish, and then one in the middle.
By the way, is it marching order?
Marching order.
We can establish that this is always our.
These hallways, you could probably, if you were just filling the width of the hallway, you could probably walk about four abreast. These were designed where you could get like small like speeder craft through if you needed to, or like transport craft bulk transport. It's designed a lot like the Star Destroyer that y'all serve upon.
Gotcha.
And it's like the older model version.
It's the
the Republic's version.
The model
and
before
the Star Destroyer was based on that.
Okay, gotcha. So Dart like and right, then so it's right. Still like a small Storm fucking town in space, basically.
Like right, yes.
Okay, gotcha. This is good.
Good job, Captain.
We lost so little people in that first fight.
Please not lose them all now.
I don't think we lost anybody.
This your unit does have the highest casualty rate statistically,
and they know that.
Yeah,
it makes y'all more impressive though, because y'all have lived through this for like a year or so.
Goal. I would like to keep it that way.
Yeah.
Progressing through the ship, you all find him at the end of a three-way hall junction, surrounded by his dead squad. He had taken off his helmet, he's bleeding from the forehead, and his legs have been severed at the knee.
Oh, shit!
Clean, no bleeding, though. Looks like clean burn marks
just
all the way through.
Across the
I immediately am like, fuck.
God. Very loudly, like, observation, a Jedi has made this wound.
he's laying against a closed set of blast doors. What? Took you so long?
What? I just, like, get down and I'm like, wow.
Seen anything like it? Like, everywhere. Nowhere cut us up into little pieces like a fucking savage.
Zorn really tries not to look at Cheeto.
That's fucked up.
It's just one. Just one guy, I think it was.
Yeah. We know.
I'm rolling perception.
Cheeto?
Go ahead.
Oh, Jesus Christ, that's terrible. Three.
Three, you do detect a new life sign coming from behind you at the hall junction.
Fuck.
I'm gonna die.
Captain, there's a life sign coming from behind us. I really
wrong order.
I'm in danger.
He points down the hallway and screams, I think it was a Jedi!
God damn it.
Those on the left side of the hallway You feel the floor start to rise beneath beneath them, hurling them down one side of the corridor.
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
You feel the floor start to rise beneath you on the left side and hurl it down the corridor, pushing you to one side. The right side, the bulkhead starts, the wall starts turning towards you on its own like a magnet. We're pulling it, forcing you to dive out of the way and jerk. You're barely able to turn and face your enemy as a hurricane wind hits you, pinning you against the blast doors. He approaches you and you make out his features under your headlamp. He has shaggy black hair, pulled back and rough, patchy facial hair, and olive complexion. The left side of his face has been badly burned. He's wearing worn, damaged clone armor over a set of gray, tattered robes. His left sleeve hangs empty inside. A cylindrical metal contraption drops into his right hand down his sleeve. And after a snap hiss sound, a baleful green laser gleam. Laser beam, geez, extends from it. It is almost 9 o'clock, so we'll end there.
Damn!
That was
good.
Next time will be the fight.
Yes,
that is a good one.
Damn, pause.
Thank you.
Damn. Yes, so
now we gotta. I talk to him.
No, we all have however long until next meeting to decide what we're gonna do on our first turn.